one nation under fraud. Completely visible with lying and spying for all. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Start to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I love that. I'm as mad as hell, and we're not going to take this anymore. We're far too nice.
Yep.
We're far too drugged. We're far too nice. We're taking a lot of drugs, and we're getting dosed in our water, and I think we're getting dosed all around, and I think we're just nice, and we just keep saying, well, it'll get better. Don't you think?
I liked it better before the nice drugs, and all we had were aphrodisiacs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, right? Oh, wow. It's getting interesting. And we have Mel Madison. He joins us every Tuesday. And so glad to have you on the show, Mel. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
You bet. We have a great topic. And he always brings great research to tell us kind of what's the latest. Because Tuesdays typically are more of our money days. And although we talked about health today, too. Mm-hmm. So you just never know. It's a mixed bag. But I love Mel Madison. His website, Mel Matison, MATTISON.com. And you can go there for more. And then also the book Quaz. Go get the book. It's a great thriller. You'll love it. And everybody right now is kind of searching for, you know, the books to read for summer and things like that. That's a good one. Mel, we have to discuss this new term that the BIS uses, and where do you want to start with this?
I'll tell you, before we get to the term, just in case there's anyone new to some of the stuff that we talk about, the BIS is the Bank for International Settlements. Mm-hmm. It's the central bank for central banks, based in Basel, Switzerland. This is a institution with an unquestionable, nefarious background. Mm-hmm. Its roots and ideas tie back to the 18th, 19th century, to Rothschild banking families. They were instrumental in the World War II and financing the Nazi war machine.
Wouldn't it be safe to say, Mel, that when we say they all the time, when we're talking about those that sort of rule and have the things happen that they want to have happen, this would be part of the clan, the BIS.
Exactly. This is it. This is the deep economic state. Mm-hmm. I was laughing today. I was watching Christine Lagarde, who's the head of the ECB. And then, you know, I'm also been keeping an eye on Yellen going around the world. And I mean, these two people, they don't exactly look like them, but they're like, mm-hmm. you know, Daenerys Targaryen is Yellen and Christina Lagarde is Cersei Lannister. And they're just like sitting there manipulating in this Game of Thrones of the deep economic state. And they're, you know, those really are two of the most powerful people in this. They of course, attend the BIS. Yellen did when she was at the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Christine Lagarde, instrumental in it. She's the head of the European Central Bank, used to be head of the IMF. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the they. They go to the BIS every 2 months. They meet in secret. Jay Powell, all the leaders of the central banks. And the BIS is leading the charge on central bank digital currencies. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just come on, give an update. They just released a long 30-40 page paper that was titled Finternet, the financial system for the future. So, I mean, only one of the terms that the BIS could come up with, the Finternet.
Why are they coming? Okay, Finternet is the financial system for the future. Right. And so Finternet, I don't even know how they come up with this stuff. Wow. So this is the new buzzword. We're going to hear more of this. Right. Yeah. Wait, Uncle Milty?
We will hear.
Uncle Milty?
Well, I just wanted to say, though, that I got to thinking when you were talking about Yellen and Lagarde. Men, pay attention before you give your wife access to the checking account. They become evil when they control money.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that. All men everywhere right now are nodding and laughing with you, but I just have to say, you're probably right. Go ahead, Mel.
All right, I'll stay away from that one. My wife is listening. I gotta be careful here. But in all seriousness, this is really a couple key points that I took away from reading through this paper. Mm-hmm. Is number one, they are changing tactics a little bit. So they're starting to use different buzzwords because they're picking up on the ground swell, grassroots, skepticism mm-hmm. of central bank digital currency. So they're using this term, the unified ledger. So they're coming up like they always do. They got to rename things. They got to, you don't like, control, then mm-hmm. it's, state choice initiatives or
yes,
something.
And yes.
The Inflation
America,
Reduction Act.
America, apple pie, we love this country bill that takes away all of our freedom. I mean, it's amazing how they couch everything. So we were hearing the word ledger, and I remember playing the first video about the ledger in 2016. Do you remember that, Milty? We played the first video on that. And so it's been around almost a mm-hmm. decade. And so, of course, they have to change it, right? Because ledger, who likes that? So Finternet sounds weird to me. But Finternet's the new unified ledger?
Well, the unified ledger is a code word for CBDCs. And this is really the second point. So one, there's some jargon they're throwing out there, but people shouldn't be confused by it if you come across it. Mm-hmm. And number two, that is just the scope of this is expanding massively. So they're no longer talking about a central bank digital currency as the goal. And the paper lays out reasons why just having the currency tokenized, meaning, put on the blockchain, digitized, mm-hmm. is not enough, that it needs to be everything. And they literally put this as a quote, "The good news is that much of the technology to deliver a better financial system is there. We can represent all financial assets, whether they be money, shares, bonds, real estates, insurance contracts, in digital form." So this is now expanding beyond they just want to have control and programmability of our money. They want to take every single thing that the world owns, and they say for this to work, it's got to be everything, and it's got to be global.
Wow, Uncle Milty.
I read the paper on the BIS organization website, and the favorite line that I read was their description. "This paper provides a blueprint for how key technical characteristics like interoperability, verifiability, programmability, immutability, finality, evolvability, modularity, scalability, security, and primary privacy can be incorporated, and how varied government norms can be embedded
wow.
in the system." If that doesn't say it all, nothing does.
You're right.
Yeah. No, it's scary, and they talk about it like it's just the best thing since sliced bread. They use all of those terms to put together a word salad, and like in the middle of that was the key word that they do not talk a lot about in the paper, but the key word out of what you just talked about, Milty, is programmability, because mm-hmm. that's where you get into the ability to say, if we don't like what you're doing, if we don't like who you are, if we don't like your identity, if we don't like what you said on social media, it's now programmable. And they literally talk about taking away, creating data trails for things that used to be handled through cash. And so this is a way with programmability, to do, universal basic income based mm-hmm. on, financial inclusion, which could be race-based in their mind. All these different things, all these different code words are in here. Mm-hmm. And what I'm noticing they're doing is I read the sections on programmability. I didn't see a lot about these social issues. But if you go back to their papers a few years ago, mm-hmm. it was all in there. And so they're pitching this. This is how they're pitching it. This is going to be great for developing nations. This is going to give financial access. This is going to make things faster and cheaper. And so they're crafting their sales pitch about how amazing this is going to be. And unless you really understand, one, what are the true motivations of these people? What have they done in the past? What has it always led to? And two, you know, what is the terminology that mm-hmm. they're using and they're cloaking right. it in? And so I think that's okay. that's what I wanted to just cut through. Those were the main points.
Wow. Milty?
You know, all this terminology that they use is pretty amazing, but I want to give Schwab some kudos for just making it simple. You will own nothing.
Gosh, maybe he's wearing his pasties yeah. at the beach. Oh, my gosh. Looking like a transvestite. Klaus Schwab. So you're right, though.
You will own nothing. That's what that
so
says.
So it's expanding to all assets, including homes, cars, everything, not just currency, not just what you're going to go spend at the store.
Exactly. Everything is on there, and they want this because it just it centralizes control. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've talked about this zooming out bigger picture is, you know, I've talked about the death spiral in with government debt. The Fed is essentially impotent. They can't raise rates because if they raise rates too much, mm-hmm. it bankrupts the government.
Right.
It becomes like stimulus checks. You know, people are getting 5-6% on their money market accounts when they used to get zero. That's like $500 trillion that's just being pumped into the economy. That's like inflation. It's like quantitative easing. So they're in this rock and hard place. They're going to have to inflate their way out of it. But their plan B is really the if this all collapses and the civil unrest comes and the food shortages and you know, the mm-hmm. you know, so the good case scenario is, you know, 10% inflation. The bad case scenario is complete economic collapse. Then they have this all in the ledger, and then they have complete control, and then they can confiscate everything through techniques that they have in place already. We've mentioned this before too. You don't own your securities, your stocks or bonds. They're owned through the Depository Trust Clearing Corporation. Mm-hmm. You have a security entitlement, which is not true ownership. And so they're putting everything in place for plan A, mm-hmm. you know, high inflation mm-hmm. from here to kingdom come, mm-hmm. and plan B, complete takeover of everything on the planet in global collapse.
Milty?
Mel, do you see any way under this system that it would be possible to accumulate generational wealth?
Well, I mean, generational wealth, you use that term, I mean, that's kind of an enemy of theirs, right? Mm-hmm. Unless you're part of the right families
yes.
and the right connections. Because, you know, part of the key to this whole system is, you know, the debt-based system. You know, okay, you have that sponsor mm-hmm. that helps people get out of debt.
Yeah.
You know, the debt is really, I mean, it's the collar around a lot of people's necks,
yep.
the slave collar that forces them to work at whatever job, you know, mm-hmm. will pay them, that forces them to essentially go on the hamster wheel, right? Because, okay, I'm in so much debt, I can't mm-hmm. buy a home, now I have to rent, the rents yep. go up, but I'm not earning equity. And so this increase in the poverty of the middle right. class, it goes back to debt.
We'll be right back. More with Mel Madison when we come back, and Uncle Milty on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hey, everybody. Financial experts who thought we were in the clear are anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year. This is important info. And then the inflation data came out higher than expected, and this isn't going to go away. It can't go away, actually. The U.S. is $34 trillion in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which is going to push the price up. You pay every day even higher, so it's only going to get higher. And so you can either bury your head in the sand or do something about it. And I'm telling you, Birch Gold Group is incredible. I would not tell you about them if I didn't love these guys and trust these guys. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And gold is your hedge against inflation. And Birch Gold makes it easy to own, right? It doesn't cost you anything to do this. And you're shoring yourself up for what comes. So they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't have to pay a penny out of pocket for it. Text Kate, my name, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. I'm telling you, this is such a great option. At least get the information. 989898 and put in my name, Kate.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
I feel like we're kind of in a Western. It's coming to a showdown soon. Holy cow. Welcome back to the show. I have Uncle Milty. We have Mel Madison with us, and we were just talking about the ledger on the break. Also, donewithdebt.com. Tremendous people helping people get out of their credit card debt and getting their rates lowered or really helping them get out of debt quickly. This will give you a lot of peace of mind. Go to donewithdebt.com, okay? Donewithdebt.com. I really love what they're doing. And like you said, it's a collar around our neck. We do not realize how they could utilize debt against us in basic like human slavery terms because of the executive orders that we've got that say that even not in times of emergency, you do this for a living or you have this going on, the government can kind of make you do things, whatever they want. And I'm just saying, I think the debt will be used in the future like that, don't you think? What do you think,
Mel? Yes, I mean, the debt, it's interesting. It seems like the only debt they don't want some people to have is student loans, because that way they can buy off mm-hmm. votes. And the other thing they're doing with that student loan forgiveness, kind of a side note to what we were just talking about, but you know, this is another way to try to juice the economy with, essentially stimulus money. It's mm-hmm. it's not a check getting mailed to people, but when you forgive people their debt, that puts more money in their pockets. They can go out and spend that. And so Janet Yellen, you know, the administration is really doing, they're pulling out all the punches mm-hmm. right now to try to essentially juice the economy heading into November. And you know, Yellen is right. You know, she's got to be super happy this week because she's about to get or just got $1 trillion to spend with taxes. So this is when the big money comes in to the mm-hmm. Treasury Department. What the Treasury does, they of course, they give it to the Federal Reserve. They mm-hmm. give it to the central bank in what's called the TGA, the Treasury General Account. And that money can now be spent without having to issue debt. And so it's exactly like a quantitative easing. And so, you know, they're going to start drawing down this Treasury General Account. The $1 trillion that's coming in tax receipts this month is going to be like stimulus. They're forgiving student loan debt. It's going to be like stimulus. They're paying, you know, the Fed funds rate, which people think mm-hmm. being high is slowing down the economy, but it's not slowing the economy. Mm-hmm. It's more stimulus because it's the government paying out more and more interest into the banks. Into the money market funds. And so we have trillions of dollars just flooding into the system. And that's why, you know, you've got things like gold going up almost mm-hmm. every day, mm-hmm. You know, pulled back a little bit a couple of days ago, but it's right back around 2,400. This is just, you know, it's really speeding up. It's just heading towards this collapse point, actually, even a lot quicker than I thought. I've always been thinking this is end of the 2020s type situation as we get closer to Social Security Trust Fund going bankrupt in, mm-hmm. in 2030, 2032. But at the rate they're going at this, one of my new theories is they could realize this is coming. Mm-hmm. It could be one reason why they actually want Trump in the White House. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be like a Lee Harvey Oswald patsy. So when the entire economy crashes, they can just blame it all on Trump.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. Being utilized, in other words. Yes, being utilized for purpose and also to make us feel like all the things that could happen under the next couple of years, right? So it makes us kind of complacent toward it too, which is I'm very nervous about that. Very nervous.
Yeah, nervous about what the plans are in mm-hmm. place that he could be being set up. He could be a fall guy. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot, because mm-hmm. what we're talking about has been building up over decades. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot that the president has in his toolkit mm-mm. to stop, you know, a total economic collapse if the bond market collapses or some of these other type of economic calamities I've talked about before take place. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a scary time. I think people have to buckle up. They have to watch what they're doing with their money. I've said before, I think in the long run, asset prices go up because of inflation. Mm-hmm. But I also think what's coming is a lot more volatility, where, you know, one day the stock market's up, you know, the Dow's up 500 points. The next day it's down 500. And that's what we're starting to see. So we're getting the jitters.
Yeah.
People are getting nervous, and it's evident.
Rightly
it's
so.
Clear.
Rightly so. We'll come right back with Mel Madison and, of course, Uncle Milty. I want to talk about... I want to segue into a couple of other things, too. Stay on with us, Mel, if you want to, and we'll chat. There's a couple other things that are interesting by far. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. KateDalyRadio.com. Text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name, Kate. Get some free information that you will love to have at your disposal because of the way that things are changing in the financial climate, in the financial, what they're already doing, I should say, because they're doing it in steps. Please get over to Birch Gold and get some really good advice on what to do with your situation, like your age and your situation. Everybody's so different. So make sure and get their help. You can get some free information if you just text 989898, those six digits, and then just text my name, Kate, okay? And enjoy, because you'll get some fabulous things to peruse. And get your stuff backed by gold and silver, or by gold, I'm sorry, but you can buy gold and silver from them too. All right. So there's a couple of things. Mel's back with us, the book Quaz, by the way. And, we were just talking on the break and I just wanted to share this with you guys. Because I've had several shows on this and those stations that are new that are listening to us, we've talked about land patent before, and it's very crucial that people realize what this is. Land patent, we had Ron Gibson on. He was our guest. Yep. He's an expert in this, has been doing this for years and helping people do this. It is not really very expensive to do this at all, and it takes about a month, he said, to get your land patent. And the land patent is extremely crucial because then you own everything under the property, under the land, in the land, you know, itself, minerals or what have you. You own everything down there. And then also they stopped giving out the land patent in 1940. And they started giving you mortgage paperwork that did not have the land patent, and that was by design. It's unfortunate, but it's about theft. So they could eventually... Mm-hmm.
Take your land.
Take your stuff. So this is the email address. I'm going to give this to you. You can write this down. And if you need to listen to the podcast a couple of times that I'll put up later on this to get their information. But the email address for Ron Gibson to do the land patent on your property is D as in David, R as in Ryan, I as in Instant, T as in Tom, E, and then C, R-G. C as in cat, R-G. So D-R-I-T-E-C-R-G at hotmail.com. Again, D-R-I-T-E-C-R-G at hotmail.com. And you can email Ron for some help on this and get this package that he has. And like I said, it's pretty inexpensive to do it. And it takes about a month to do. And you get your land patent on the house that you've been paying on or the one that you own outright. And this solidifies the ability to so that they can't come after it. They can't take it from you.
Yep.
Okay. Try to be helpful here at the show. And that's for sure. We have Mel with us. And I can't imagine how crucial that information is going to be for so many out there. And take us up on that, because it's fantastic to get some help on that. So there was a moon contract, and I just wanted to get your two cents on this, Mel. So tell us about the money, the moon contract.
Yeah, so in March, mm-hmm. first of all, we haven't been back to the moon since 1972, so 52 years. In March of 2024, mm-hmm. Northrop Grumman Corporation has been selected by DARPA, mm-hmm. DARPA, everybody, mm-hmm. we know DARPA, mm-hmm. to further develop the concept of building a moon-based railroad as part of the broader lunar architecture capability study of DARPA. They envision a lunar railroad network that could transport human supplies and resources for commercial ventures across the lunar surface. Now, I, for one, am, I think they should spend $1 trillion on this.
Sorry. A railroad?
A railroad on the moon. Mm-hmm. Not, and we're not talking about just a short railroad. They want it to transverse the entire lunar surface. We haven't been back, if we were ever there, in 52 years.
How much money?
It doesn't give the amount of money that was funded, but DARPA DARPA picked them. DARPA has no authority to do that.
No, none at all. But, in fact, you guys remember in May of last year, Bezos, Blue Origin, won the NASA contract to build astronaut lunar lander, and that was $3.4 billion to build a spacecraft to fly astronauts to and from the moon's surface. That was last year. But we still have all these excuses why we can't go, Milty.
For young people, though, I just want to say, if you like the Old West and the railroads of the Old West, your future looks bright.
Mel, do you have any comment on this? I just can't wait to hear.
I honestly heard about this from you guys and looked very briefly at it. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it. You go there, you see this 10-year plan that DARPA has put together, you know, saying this is going to be a plan like the way we created the internet. And and then you do a few more searches and you see this paper came out in 2021, the lunar market assessment by PricewaterhouseCoopers. And they have graphs of the lunar transportation market projections. And then you get into it and it talks about who's going to pay for it all. And it's going to be mostly the United States.
Us.
But then in the PwC document, they say, but there'll be private partners who stand to gain. You know, General Motors, Audi, Toyota, Caterpillar, Rio Tinto. And so you think, what the heck are people thinking? A lunar train? Why would anybody do that? Because hey, Caterpillar's. How much? Imagine how much Caterpillar can charge to move a bulldozer to the moon. Ridiculous.
Uncle Milty.
I actually know the real reason. There's not a thick enough atmosphere for airplanes on the moon. They have to go with railroad.
Yeah, exactly. They say the restaurants on the moon have great food, but no atmosphere.
I just can't. Don't know what to say. I guess people are going to keep believing it. It looks like a whole lot of laundromatting going on with some money laundering. And so I just don't know how people can't see it. Do you know how many billions have been poured into projects and we keep coming up with excuses why we can't go? I mean, it's endless. 52 years worth of excuses.
It's great if you work for Northrop Grumman.
It's a windfall.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. And no one even asks, you know, Bezos gets this $3.2, billion dollars. And no one asks about it. After the articles appear, no one's ever saying anything about it. No one calculates what money is being spent and where. And of course, it was a partnership with Lockheed Martin. If people could just realize who Jeff Bezos really is and that he's a spook, it would be so much easier, right? It's just these guys, there's a reason they get this money and it's funneled in and funneled out. Big laundromat, right?
Yeah,
I think.
Yep. And I mean, when you look at things like DARPA's project on the internet and you look at, you know, all the decades that, you know, U.S. taxpayers paid to develop space technology, this is the public funding of research and then the privatization of profits.
Yep.
So you had we paid billions upon billions of dollars to develop the internet. But then instead of getting any realization of those gains, you know, companies like Google and Amazon and they step in and just they're doing the same thing right now. All the taxpayers pay for all the space research for decades and decades. And then all of a sudden, a decade or two ago, you start seeing the privatization of it. So it's now at a point where profits can be created. And guess what? Now we need Caterpillar, Northrop Grumman, Blue Origin, you know, SpaceX. It's a ridiculous shakedown, and it's horrible.
How else do you move money to Lockheed Martin and all these places, right, on the books? How else do you do that but come up with the scheme about the moon? In fact, SpaceX got $3 billion in 2021. The thing I'm talking about, 3.6, was 2023. Yeah?
We actually have been warned about this. In 1990, there was a movie called Total Recall.
Yep.
And it was all about doing this on Mars.
Oh, my God. Such predictive programming. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. Okay, you guys, if you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it. Okay, here's the truth. Credit card debt, the system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it really impossible to pay off your debt. So as this inflation's going to keep going, as we've been reporting on the show, done with debt is a great way. It's a lifeline, in other words. It's a great way. It's an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. I really love these guys. I'm telling you, the work they're doing is great, or I wouldn't have them as a sponsor on my show. Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for, and then they know how to reduce the bills faster. They know how to cut interest rates. They have a very, very skilled staff of negotiators, and that's what you want, right? So without bankruptcy, without a new loan, just go ahead and get with them to understand how to do this. Done with Debt are the experts in these brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. Tell them the show sent you. You need to hurry because some debt solutions are kind of time sensitive. So go to donewithdebt.com. 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 You'll love these guys. I promise they're so good at what they do. Let's get some.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right, welcome back. We're just kind of running the gamut on a whole lot of stuff today, especially financial, but man, a whole lot of other areas too. Talking about the moon laundering money scam, it's pretty amazing how much money has been spent on the moon without giving the public what they say they're going to give, and that is these visits. And isn't that amazing that in plain sight, they can continuously send billions. They never have to do what they say they're going to do. They never have to prove anything. They just keep getting more money. And no one calls them out for being NASA, for being a money laundering outfit. It just makes me crazy. I've got Mel Madison. I've got Uncle Milty. And it needs so much more scrutiny. Why do we not scrutinize this? I guess because everyone just believes that. I don't know. It's just amazing to me that they can get away with it. So many billions of dollars.
Well, science fiction is popular.
Science fiction is popular. Also, I just wanted to get Mel is with us, Mel Madison, melmadison.com. The book is Quaz. Just your take real fast before we get into this other subject on the cyber attack, because we were kind of chuckling about it because the crystal ball is evident again. They've got a crystal ball that says, here come the cyber attacks, because, of course, the news knows what somebody's going to do. Uncle Milty, did you want to go first?
I think that Iran doesn't have the capability to do a cyber attack that would take down the United States. I think they're being turned into the scapegoat for when China does it.
Jeez. Mel, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what's happening, it's a three-ring circus, and like each ring, the main ringmasters are the United States, China, and Russia. And I think they're really coordinating a lot of this. I think, you know, China's telling Russia, and Iran is essentially a proxy for Russia. So, I mean, Iran has shared a border with Russia for going back to the 1880s. The Russian Empire took over Turkmenistan. Turkmenistan was part of the Soviet Union. Now Turkmenistan is supposedly an independent country, but it's not. And it's part of Russia's Soviet Union, and that's Iran's northern border. They're all on the Caspian Sea. So Iran is Russia, basically, when they're doing things. They're agitating this. Russia wants higher oil prices for Ukraine. I've talked about that before. But China, the world's largest importer of oil, doesn't want to get too out of hand. And neither does Joe Biden, who's up for re-elections. He doesn't want to see $110 oil prices. So they're choreographing and they're producing all of this. And the main issue I have with it is that it's so telegraphed, it's so Hollywood, but they are playing with fire. And, you know, they're not gods, mm-hmm. and mistakes happen. What if that whole scripted thing this weekend, one of those missiles went off track and actually landed in the middle of Tel Aviv and killed 2,000 people? You know, these things just, they can spin out of control quickly. And so I think the cyber attack, exactly why they're picking that as the next way, maybe they feel that's a way that, we can get into, de-escalate the hot war part of it and move it in more into cyber before this gets too out of control. I don't know all the reasons. I haven't thought too much about it, but it's just a lot of choreographed things one after the other, but yeah. They're playing with fire.
It cracked me up a few years ago when they did this whole department and sent millions of dollars into study how civilians are getting killed in other countries when we go over there to do stuff. So it's amazing that they actually have to spend millions of dollars to study that and to sort of proclaim what it is or isn't. It was just amazing. But I did want to bring up a topic, though, before we close today. And this one I thought was it blew my mind, actually. Do you want to bring this up, Uncle Milty?
You know, first of all, because of my advanced years, I've seen a lot. I was around at the start of the free love movement.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of the closet became the thing to do for homosexuals. Mm-hmm. And this has progressed to the point we're at today. And there's often conversation about what will be the next frontier of human sexuality. And the debate has been, will it be pedophilia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've passed that already.
Oh.
That's a legitimate thing now for a lot of people, pedophilia.
Oh, my gosh.
So the next frontier has been broken. In Australia, they are now teaching in school bestiality.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Literally bestiality.
Yes.
In fact, what they're doing is the schools are allowing groups to come in, this one particularly called Headspace Berry, okay? They let these groups come in. They whether they vet them or not, I have no idea, because they act like they don't know that they're going to do what they're going to do, which is absolutely asinine. But the whole presentation, I kid you not, was on respectful relationships that include references to bestiality, as if getting with an animal is a respectable relationship. I can't make this up. This was in Australia that they did this. Go ahead.
You know, it sounds terrible, and it is terrible, but there is a positive note.
I'm sick talking about it.
The children who were taken into this class, mm-hmm. actually became ill because of it. Girls left the classroom. Yeah. Girls vomited. It was disgusting to these mm-hmm. children, some as young as 13 and 14 years old, were so disgusted by it that it may just enlighten them to how bad things have gotten and turn things around.
Yep.
That's
and
my prayer.
9-year-old girls were the primary audience. Mel, 2 seconds on this. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Just really easy. Quick. I mean, this is what happens when you lose any sense of God. I mean, you start, everything is normal. There's no moral center. I looked really quickly at it. It was like they were giving presentation, teaching LGBTQ plus, what everything means. When they get to the plus part, they include presentation slides of bestiality, all this stuff. Why does a 13 or a 10-year-old girl need to understand that there are sick perverts out there that do these types of things? It's absolutely insane, and it's mm-hmm. the corruption of the youth, and it's the result of no faith and no God.
Get your kids.
Amen.
Get your kids out of public school. I'm not kidding. We don't realize what we're up against with our kids, because I've noticed through the years, we've done many, many reports. Remember when they were doing all their Allah stuff in the fourth grade and putting up posters of Allah? And that was right here in the state of Utah, which is known to be conservative. We're not. But isn't that amazing? They let the groups in, and then there's a lot of groups that come in and then they go to town on whatever message they want to bring.
And don't be apathetic, because it's starting in Australia.
Yeah.
It'll be here soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is, it's so disgusting that I can't, the words in my head I can't actually say on the radio. I'm so incensed over this, because it will come here. We will get this.
Yep.
And people will go, oh, well, that was just for a certain students, and it's okay because we're just teaching.
Yeah.
They're not just teaching. They're not. It's indoctrination. And you're right. I think that's the new frontier, maybe. That and pedophilia, I think. I don't know. It just makes me sick. And on that fun, furry note, sorry, Mel. the information that you brought today to the show is vital. And I hope people realize that the BIS outlined this new strategic way to get in and to get what we have. And so please share that. I'll put on a special podcast. Please share that. Thank you, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
MelMadison.com. MelMadison.com. Thank you. And of course, be faithful, be fearless. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, you guys. KateDallyRadio.com. Peace of mind.